Oh, they were very upset at the preacher. I thought he did a really good job. I liked his sermon, but they could not accept his sermon because he did not wear a tie when he preached, and they were just griping. Well, I thought, isn't this something? This man has spoken truth to us, and we can't hear it because we see a man without a tie. I hope that never stands in your way of receiving the truth of God. Listen to what the preacher was like that God sent to announce that Jesus Christ was beginning his ministry. It's found in Mark chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, look, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare your way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord and make his paths straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and all they of Jerusalem, and they were all baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with clothing made of camel's hair, and had a belt of leather about his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, there comes one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. You see, people considered John to be a prophet. Sounds like he was just living out in the wilderness off the land, maybe living in caves. We really don't know much about how he lived, but we know how he looked. And he was dedicated to the Lord. We think he was a Nazarite. That means he didn't cut his hair or his beard, either one. So he was a pretty wild-looking character. But the truth of God came from him. And the fruit of his life said that he was a man of God. That's what we could consider when we listen to someone, to a preacher, or to someone talking about Jesus, or a teacher. What is the fruit of their life? Do they have integrity? And is their message a message from God that stays close to the Scriptures? Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would help me not to just look at people's appearance, not to look at the preacher's appearance, the way he happens to be dressed, his personal appearance or features. But help me, O Lord, to see the fruit of his life. If the fruit is good, if he has integrity, and his message is that of the Bible and of the gospel of Jesus Christ, then help me to listen and help me to receive the truth and help me not to look at the outward appearance. In Jesus' name, amen.